we can see about removing the sequestration anonics from people later.
The LDC board will need convincing, Terence Smith said. It won't be easy.
They will be told afterwards, Colin said. You've seen those land cruisers. They will be here in a week. We must move fast. After all, it's the board's interests I'm ultimately protecting. Without Lalonde, there will be no LDC.
Where can we get troops from without going through the board? Terence asked.
The same place they would ultimately get them from. We buy them on a short-term contract.
Mercenaries? The aide asked, in surprised alarm.
Yes. Candace, where's the nearest port we can get enough in reasonable numbers? I want armed ships, too. They can provide the firepower backup from low orbit. It's expensive, but cheaper than buying in strategic defense platforms. They can also prevent any more of the invaders' ships from landing.
The chief sheriff gave him a long, testing stare.
Tranquility, she said eventually. It's a base for Blackhawks and the so-called independent traders. Where you find the ships, you find the people. Eone Saldana might be young, but she's not stupid. She won't throw out the undesirables. The plutocrats who live in the habitat have too many uses for them.
Good, Colin said decisively.
Terence, cancel all work on Kenyon as of now. We'll use the money earmarked for mining its main chamber. It always was bloody premature.
Yes, sir.
After that, you can take one of the colonist carrier ships to Tranquility and supervise the recruitment.
Me?
You. Colin watched the protest form and die unvoiced on the younger man's lips. I want at least 4,000 general troops to re-establish order in Durringham and the immediate counties. And I do also want teams of combat scouts for the Quarheim counties. They're going to have to be the best, because they're going to be assigned the search-and-destroy mission in the deep jungle. Once they locate the invaders' home base, they can zero it for the starship's weapons. We can pound it from orbit.
What sort of armaments are we looking for on these starships? Terence asked guardedly.
Masers, X-ray lasers, particle beams, thermal inducers, kinetic harpoons, and atmospheric penetration nukes. Straight fusion. I don't want any radioactors clogging the environment.
He caught the aide's eye.
And no antimatter, not under any circumstances.
Terence gave a cautious grin.
Thank you. What ships have we got available in orbit right now?
That was something I was going to mention, Terence said. The Yaku left its parking orbit this evening. It jumped out system.
So?
Firstly, it was a cargo ship, and only 50% of its cargo had been unloaded. And cargo is the one thing we are still bringing down to the spaceport. It had no reason to leave. Secondly, it had no permission to leave. There was no prior contact with our civil flight control office. The only reason I found it had left was because Kelvin Solanke got in touch with me to query it. When I checked with flight control to ask why they hadn't informed us about it, they didn't even know the Yaku had lifted from parking orbit. It turns out someone had erased the traffic monitor satellite data from the spaceport computer.
Why? Candace asked.
It's not as if we have anything that could prevent them from leaving.
No, Colin said slowly. But we could have asked another ship to track it. Without the monitor satellite data, we don't know its jump coordinate. We don't know where it went.
Solanke will have a copy, Terence said.
Ralph Hilch, too, I suspect, if he was pressed.
That's all we need. Another bloody puzzle, Colin said.
See what you can find out, he told Candace.
Yes, sir.
Back to the original question. What other ships are available?
Terence consulted his neural mnemonics.
There are 8 left in orbit, 3 cargo ships, the rest colonist carriers. And we're due for another 2 colonist carriers this week, as well as a Tyrathka merchant ship sometime before the end of the month, to check on their farmers.
Don't remind me, Colin said sorely.
I think the Gemor would be the best bet. That only has 40 Ivets left in Zero Tau. They can be transferred to the Tuchad, or the Martain. Both of them have spare Zero Tau pods. It wouldn't take more than a few hours.
Get onto it tonight, Colin said. And Candace, that means the spaceport has to be defended at all costs. We have to be able to get those troops down in the McBoeings. There's nowhere else for them to land. The scouts can use the VTOLs to take them direct to the Qualheim counties, but the rest will have to use the McBoeings.